from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Going to talk about the New York Yankees, but I wish I could talk about anything else. You know what grinds my gears? Everything. Just as soon as you start to think they're rounding into shape, handling business, about to create some space, gain a lead, the soft spot of the schedule, please. I wish I knew anything about the U.S. Open so we could talk about that. I don't know enough about this college football schedule coming up to talk about that. Fantasy football, I'm going to talk about that. New York Giants 100, Malik Nabers, guys getting cut. And I'm watching the New York Mets game right now. They're down 3-0. We'll talk about the game last night and this game tonight. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I haven't been on the Fan since 2 p.m. yesterday. Filling in for BT and Sal. Awesome. I mean, great to connect with you guys in the morning. It was like the opposite, like the flip of my schedule. Here I am, 10:30 some p.m. Show was starting, you know, 10 a.m. I'm like, this is crazy. To do this back-to-back in the morning, this is a wild experience being on the midday show. Shout out to you if you checked it out, if you listened. I got a lot of good feedback. And the usual haters, the usual detractors. We all have our detractors. The Yankees certainly have their detractors built into their fan base. You know why? Because we love the team. You know why? Because we want to see the team win. We want to see the team so bad that we get on trains, buses, gas up our vehicles, book hotel rooms, drive down to Washington, D.C. And if you were at that first game with Nestor Cortez, it's like, yo, nasty Nestor, defense. The rest of the lineup gets it done without the heavy hitters. That was just a one-off. And shout out to Nestor for being consistent his last three starts. I'm starting to really look at the team and say, man, they go as the starting pitcher goes. And if they keep going like this, they'll end up hosting the wild card round, which those of you that believe that the Yankees only care about making money, cha-ching, if they actually make it to the World Series as a wild card team this year, that's an extra round at the stadium to make money. But beware, that's risky business because two losses in that round can send you home. You pick up what I'm putting down? Like, I get the feeling that there's no sense of urgency to do what we want to do. As a fan, I want to win the American League East. I want to win the American League. I want to have the best record, have the number one seed, and have that first round bye. But I see fans, like my guy Frankie's Too Loud on Twitter, it's like, oh, with this team, I don't want that bye week. Oh, they need to keep playing baseball. I don't want that bye week. Let them play in the wild card round. What? They can't have that attitude. They have to think about winning every single game. Derek Jeter comes through and he's discrediting everything that the Yankees have done over the last 15 years because they haven't been able to win a World Series. The tradition of the Yankees is winning. But it's becoming tradition every night to sit down after you have some dinner, after you have a long day of work, after you commute home, try and kick your feet up to sit on the couch. It's becoming a tradition of aggravation. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That here comes my shtick, the things that I say all the time. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Piss on my head, tell me it's raining. Unserious group. We're going to talk about DJ LeMahieu tonight. I was sure he wouldn't be in the lineup tonight after yesterday. I mean, after yesterday, him falling to one knee, can't handle first base. I was listening to Paul last night talking about Jazz Chisholm playing out of position. The Yankees lead the league in playing guys out of position since 2018. Oh, Rougned Odor, come down, play third base for the first time. Jazz Chisholm, we'll trade for you. You play third base. Oh, Gleyber Torres is going to be our shortstop of the future. No, he's got to go back to second base. DJ LeMahieu, I think, has a gold glove at second base. He's cooked. He's 36 years old. He's washed. He can't play first. That's not his true position. He shouldn't be in the lineup. All he does is ground out, strike out, fly out in foul territory. I mean, the first game of the series, at least he knew situational hitting there. Hey, I'm driving some sack flies, but you can't have this guy playing every day. I know Rizzo is coming back. But Rizzo isn't that great of an option either. Ben Rice is glued to the bench. Oswaldo Cabrera can't get in the game. He's not a pinch hitter. When I'm listening to the radio on my way in, and he comes in to pinch hit late in the game, they say, oh, he's 0 for 8. I'm like, here comes 0 for 9 as a pinch hitter. If you're going to play the young man, play him. What does he have to do? He's been way more clutch this season than DJ. He's been way more of a contributor. He's more athletic. He can run. He can actually make contact and drive the ball. What does he have to do to be a part of this team? From the beginning of the year when DJ got hurt, they trade for John Birdie. Where has he been? They never loved Oswaldo. The guy provides a spark, a flair, but he doesn't get any kind of runway. And that's not all. I mean, I know a lot of you guys hate Verdugo, too. I saw a stat about Verdugo. I saw Big Baby David put out Alex Verdugo since switching to batting gloves. He's not allergic to. I don't care. His slash line is 546, 583, 818 with a 1402 OPS. Oh, he started turning the corner. Not tonight. They find ways to ground into double plays in different ways. They lead the league in grounding into double plays. They lead the league in different lineup combinations. They lead the league in playing guys out of position. Yeah, Tyler Wade, you can go anywhere. IKF, you can go anywhere. Jake Bowers, you're an infielder. Let's throw you in the outfield. It's what they do, and it drives you nuts. As a fan, it's like, these are the New York Yankees. Why can't we just have guys that play the position every day? Why can't we have a lineup that's consistent every day? Other teams do it with less money, with less fans, with less resources. So, like, how upset can I get? How mad can I get as a fan watching this? It's rinse and repeat. I care. They don't care. And they don't care what you think. I don't want to hear another quote about why DJ LeMahieu is playing. I understand why he's playing. It's a business, right? We do it right here. Put guys in primetime positions that don't belong in there because we don't care if we lose the day, lose a couple days, on to the next day, on to the next game. It's about contracts and time and tenure. DJ LeMahieu is in there because he's been there for the last 5 years. He's got a contract for the next 2 years. They love the guy. Relationships. Happens in business all the time. People that don't belong getting opportunities. It happens everywhere. And it's happening with the New York Yankees. They love DJ. I was listening to Susan the other night talk about how they took the train to Washington, D.C. And I guess DJ had his daughters with him, or one of his daughters, which there's nothing better in the world than being a father. I don't know about being a girl dad. I don't know if I ever want to know. But supposedly Susan said that the little girl's screaming, "Daddy, Daddy," loves DJ. And I had that thought a couple years ago with DJ. I had to go look it up. I'm like, oh, since DJ became a dad, life has changed. His first kid was born right after he signed that contract with the Yankees. He hasn't been the same. But the Yankees don't care. The Yankees are looking for a return on investment. They're trying to squeeze anything out of David John. We talk a lot about father time. We don't talk a lot about him being a father. Life is different when you become a dad. It's hard to sleep. It's hard to think. It's hard to be what you used to be. I can relate. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I don't sleep right. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I got to think about pacifiers and food and diapers and daycare and nannies, clothes. How are we going to get this kid on the plane to sleep? How are we going to get this kid back on the plane to sleep? You're living life for somebody else. It's hard to do what you used to do for yourself. I don't know what it is. Father time and being a father, DJ's cooked. I don't know what it is with the Yankees. They keep running him out there at first base. Don't tell me about lefty splits. Don't tell me about the numbers. We have those numbers. I can pull them up for you tonight. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, if you were serious about winning these games against under 500 teams, scrubs, bums that are running out Joey Gallo, then you would put your best, most athletic players in the lineup and you would try to compete and fight every day. You wouldn't let DJ hit two nights ago when you got other guys on the bench. I guess Trent Grisham is glued to the bench as well. I don't really care. I don't care to see him. Send Jason Dominguez up. The time has passed. If he can win Rookie of the Year next year, service time, that's passed. Send him up. He's ready to go. He's hustling. He's running hard. We need to get more athletic. They need to get dead ass serious about this. Or this will be the year where you get Aaron Judge to break his own record. This will be the year where you have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge together. This will be the year where you have all of these different things that go on with the New York Yankees and they end up being one and done, a wild card exit. 888-808-1019. That's not cool. That's not cool, especially when this field is wide open. But when I watch the Yankees lose to the Detroit Tigers, when I watch the Yankees find a way to lose to the Washington Nationals, even pitching Will Warren to drop a game against the Rockies, I say they're an unserious group, man. I'll take the field. As much as I want to win a World Series, selfishly because I want to be there, because I want to feel what a parade is like, because I want to experience it live, I don't think it's that dire to the New York Yankees. At least not in these regular season games. It is a crapshoot. They know they're in. They know they're in. And when you know you're in, you can do things like put anybody in the lineup, bench certain guys, not send guys up, rinse and repeat, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, piss on my head and tell me it's raining. Can't lose that game. Can't lose both of those games. I mean, the Nationals stopped hitting after the fourth inning. You know why? Because, oh, let me guess, pitch calm. Please with this pitch calm stuff, dude. I made a joke a couple nights ago. Pitch calm is anti-pitch clock. We got the pitch clock now to speed up the game. Tech difficulties, here comes the pitch calm delay of game. You mean to tell me these guys played for 100 years with signs, and as soon as the pitch calm can't tell them what pitch to throw, they malfunction, and of course, who does it fall on today? As I was talking about Nestor Cortez taking the ball versus Carlos Rodon, no contest. Close the book on that one. If we're in a three-game wild card series, give Nestor the ball in game two. I guess give Stroman the ball in game three. Rodon can't take the ball. He can't. Are you crazy? This guy is rattled because of the pitch calm. And whether that balk should have been called or not, he's got to be better in the moment. I'm tired of seeing this guy with his attitude, wearing his emotions on his sleeves, pouting, being a crybaby, getting at the umps. Bro, you get thrown out of here, then we really got problems. That game was over right away. The Nationals knew. Oh, we got to him. Nah. We got to him. Easily. Dylan Cruz. Dylan Cruz, a rookie, making his debut. There it is. Ha. He was in his hitting meeting knowing, oh, this guy, I'm definitely getting my first major league home run off of this guy. No doubt. Andres Champaro, revenge against his former team. You knew he was looking for revenge. He's been smacking a ball all series. Jose Tania, another one of their shortstops, like CJ Abram. These guys cannot field the ball and throw it cleanly to first base. He homers. And I mean, bro, I just look at this team and these last two games against the Nationals, and I'm like, tell me you're not serious by showing me you're not serious. Dylan Cruz homer tonight. I was looking at the other box score. Dylan Cruz homer tonight. Those other three guys homered yesterday. I'm so upset with this team because I just started to think from Sunday into Monday that they were starting to do what they were supposed to do. And these last two games that I saw where I got off air yesterday at 2 p.m., watched the game. Tuesday night, watched this game. Wednesday night, Cole getting rocked. Austin Wells not being in the lineup. You pinch hit him. What does he do? He hits. This guy rakes, but they don't care. They do not care. They're going to play Trevino. He's a good guy. I've met Trevi. Told you guys that. I've never met Austin Wells. But I don't care about who I've met. I don't care about who's a nice guy. Play the best players. Put the best talent in position to succeed. It's about all of us. It's not about friendships. It's not about feelings. 888-808-1019. Like, that's just scrubby, bummy, piss poor, pitiful to go lose to the Washington Nationals in front of your fans. Your fans embarrassed if they chose to go to the game the last two nights. You can't score more than two runs. As I said, Juan Soto's not above reproach. He gets a standing ovation. Juan Soto goes there, does nothing. 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 His average dropped. That's what he did. He went back to Washington for his average to drop. Stanton, nada. Nada. Nothing. He got a hit. It's not good enough. It's not getting late early. It's not early anymore. It's September when this next series at home ends. And these guys aren't even good at home. 888-808-1019. These guys don't even have a good record in the Bronx, where you're supposed to have home field advantage. Where I'm listening to Sweeney Murdy and Tom Verducci at the David Cone Celebrity Golf Outing talk about how back in the day, man, teams would come into Yankee Stadium knowing they were going to lose. Even if they got a lead one way or another between the fans and the players they had to go up against, they knew they didn't stand a chance. It's the opposite now. Even with the almighty Aaron Judge, even with the generational Juan Soto. This team is looking like they want to stumble in as the wild card team and hope that they get hot and they're healthy at the right time. They'll get Rizzo back. They'll get Ian Hamilton back, Clark Schmidt back, Scott Efros back. They'll send Jason Dominguez up. But dropping these games to the Detroit Tigers, dropping these games to the Washington Nationals is pitiful. I don't know how many nights I got to get on this radio and say that you're going to get everybody's best shot. We know it. The fans know it. I don't know how many nights I got to do the show where I say you're everybody's World Series. You're the New York Yankees. They sell out for you. They're calling up Dylan Cruz for you. The Tigers are calling up their every young guy from Trey Sweeney to Jay Jung to everybody, the wearing the City Connect uniforms. I don't know how they sleepwalk through these games. I don't know how they put these lineups out. I don't know how they justify it. And you know what? I always say, all right, you know, we got to take it game by game, series by series, week by week, month to month. We're running out of time. And when I started the show Monday, I said every loss is not the worst loss of the season. That's not the worst loss of the season. These two losses aren't the worst loss of the season. But what it is, it's deflating at this late in the season, the way you started the season, where you should be. You should have such a lead, but you find ways to lose by doing stupid things. Stupid is as stupid does. Playing guys for what? Because you owe them the money? I said to some people today, don't be surprised when DJ's on the roster again next year. They gave him a contract. They're going to try and squeeze anything out of the guy. It makes no sense. These guys tried to give you the game at the end of the game. What a joke. They almost ran into a triple play. You could not rally. You had nothing. Gleyber Torres, back-to-back nights. Come on, the game ends like that. They gave you a lottery number. 8-6-2-3-2-5-4 double play. That's like a security number when you're trying to log in. You forgot your password. That's damn near a phone number. That's a phone number without the area code. What the hell was that? That was when I was done. That's when I packed up my bag. I'm like, I've seen enough of wacky baseball. You're playing the Washington Nationals. These guys can barely play. They hit enough home runs to beat you. The Bronx Bombers. 888-808-1019. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about something else, bro. Because everything I have is negative. All the numbers and the stats. Like the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees have a record of 33-33 with DJ LeMahieu this season. They're a 500 team. And they're okay with that. They're a 500 team with DJ in there. And DJ makes mistakes that are glaring. I swear I thought he was going to be out of the lineup today because I was at that Guardians game. That first game of the Guardian series where he forgot to step on the bag, and they sat him the rest of that series, they won the next two. I thought they were going to do the same, but no. Ben Rice, terrible. Ben Rice, rookie, three home runs in a game, had some clutch at-bats, had some really good at-bats to start. They don't trust him. They don't love him. They don't love Oswaldo either. They do love DJ, and I get it. He's a guy that's beloved in the clubhouse. You know why? He doesn't say much. Not hard to be hated when you don't have a word to say. But it's easy for the fans to hate you when you can't produce. One good week bought him a whole month. One good week. That Philadelphia game where he had the six RBI, that was a month ago, bros. What are we doing? What are we talking about? These are the New York Yankees, bro. These are the New York Yankees. They'll lose series to bums. Back-to-back years. But this is a year where, come on, they're supposed to be hell-bent on being a champion. They gave up everything to get Juan Soto. But you knew they weren't for real at the trade deadline. You know they're not for real playing guys out of position, putting guys in a lineup and trying to justify it with splits. And even when the splits are not, the reporters do a great job pulling up the numbers and be like, well, what about this? Nope. We're going to play who we're going to play. We're going to do what we're going to do. We don't have to listen to you until it's too late. Then we'll do things like call up Oswald Peraza to start at shortstop in the American League Championship Series over IKF. Or we'll change the lineup because Alex Rodriguez is saying this guy shouldn't be leading off. This guy shouldn't. Harrison Bader doesn't know. He's walking through the hallway. Lauren Shahadi from MLB Network's got to tell him, hey, you're leading off tonight. What? Like that type of stuff goes on. 888-808-1019. So call me. Get it off your chest. I can't wait for the show to be over because it's an off day tomorrow. And tomorrow's a week from the NFL. College football on tomorrow. As I was sitting there tonight, I'm trying to watch the Braves play. I couldn't wait for the Mets game to come on because I'm like, I can't just stare straight at this Yankee game. I can't just watch these guys leave runners on base. I can't just look at Carlos Rodon. I can't stand to look at the guy. And we got to look at this guy for the next 4 years after this. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be back right after this.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ballgame's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's talk about the Yankees. So fun. I love coming to work to talk about the New York Yankees, especially after that. You know, guys like Stephen A. Smith get paid $25 million a year not to even know who bats in front of Aaron Judge, who bats behind Aaron Judge in this exact city. Keith McPherson on the Fan, checking right back in. You heard? Let's get right to the phones. 888-808-1019. Understand that these shows are daily and nightly. Understand that these takes evaporate. Understand that a lot of the things that we say as radio hosts and even fans calling the Fan, they're here today, potentially gone tomorrow. But there are some consistent themes with the New York Yankees over the years. There are some consistent things. Like, guys don't get held accountable. It's funny how, like, you know, some guys get held accountable, then other guys don't. Some guys will get pulled for not hustling, other guys won't. Some guys, like Josh Donaldson, they'll send to the moon when he sucks. Other guys, they'll just keep running out there over and over and over and over again. It's interesting, right? Even the messaging. They will defend players forever. I was looking at an article today from The Athletic. The Athletic is the best. It's worth the $1.99. But it was talking to, you know, it was Chris Kirschner talking to Matt Blake. Figuring out the right bullpen mix could be the difference for the Yankees in October. I am ready to be in the loony bin. I'm ready to lose my mind this October. I'm ready for pain. Pitching coach Matt Blake believes that his group, health permitting, can find the right formula ahead of the playoffs. And then he goes on to take up for Clay Holmes. He says, I know the blown save number is out there. I think too much is made of it just because of how much spotlight is on us in general. Oh, my goodness. I think he used to be the pitching coach in Cleveland with the Guardians. Yeah, must be nice to be a Guardians fan. Great game for them today. No pressure on the Guardians. No expectations on the Guardians. If they win, they get there, whatever. Nobody really cares. If they don't, they're the Guardians. The spotlight? The spotlight is good. We're supposed to have a team of guys that want to be in the spotlight. Want to be a number one, king of the hill, top of the heap and all that. Like, this is insane. What are we talking about, bro? Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. Rich, you're first up on the Fan.
Keith. I told you there was going to be a rant coming today, and here it comes. The theme of this rant is grow a pair. Cashman, grow a pair.
Like Caleb Williams?
DFA. DFA. The hard people who are not going to contribute. Get rid of LeMahieu. If you want to, get rid of also Doogie.
No, they don't want
to. You got people.
they don't. Rich, they die. Not to cut off your rant, but the consistent theme with the New York Yankees, right, our takes are our takes, but they die hard on their trades and their contracts. If they traded someone away to get a guy, they will pitch Andrew Heaney over and over and over again. They will run Joey Gallo out there over and over and over again. They die hard on their trades and their contracts. If they gave someone a contract like DJ LeMahieu, you're going to see them because they are going to hope against hope that they can get a little bit of an ROI.
Mm-hmm. Next one, Booney, grow a pair. If people aren't hitting, don't shuffle them out there.
Oh,
ultimately, you're the manager.
Ultimately, they're in this together. Ultimately, I don't really think Boone can say or do anything. Maybe during the game, like he can get at the umpires. He can get at them about the pitch calm and yell and do that stuff. He can yell about the strike zone. But ultimately, they're in this together. Reminder, Joe Girardi was the type of guy that he wouldn't be letting his job be on the line with a DJ LeMahieu out there grounding out, popping out, sucking at first base. But Boone comes in with no other manager experience from the TV booth, handpicked by Brian Cashman. They're in lockstep. There is no, like, because I know if this
the
is...
The Yes Man from the Yes Network.
If this was... I don't even know if he was on Yes, but he was definitely on ESPN. I remember watching him on Baseball Tonight and whatnot. But listen, like, if this was the last year truly of Aaron Boone's contract, would he be allowing this every single night? No, I've told you guys. He's safe. He's good. He's going to have another deal. This is not a make or break year for Aaron Boone, so he can keep running DJ LeMahieu out there because they're all in lockstep on it. They want him out there. They love the guy. They're paying the guy. They want him at first base until Rizzo comes back, I guess.
Next person up to grow a pair, and you're going to be surprised at this one, Aaron Judge.
The captain?
You are the captain.
The captain
you
of the team?
You need to act like you're the captain. In other words, if people aren't producing or people are making silly plays like not covering second base, you need to get in their face and tell them, wake the heck up.
Well, he's not going to yell.
Bottom line.
That would be scary.
Show it.
Thanks for the call, Rich. He's not going to yell at anybody. That's not the Yankee way. And I can't imagine Judge yelling. He's a monster. That would be scary. He might scare the kids in the ballpark. He start yelling at Gleyber Torres.
What does he want that he has the right to yell?
Oh, Rami with the quick drop. Hey, who you yelling at? Jeter might come in and say, hey, you don't have the right to yell at any other Yankees. He won the batting, the AL home run king title. He won the MVP. He won the ALDS. He won rookie of the year. I don't know, man. This is what we do as Yankee fans. We talk about the Yankees, and you got to be honest with yourselves for everybody to hear. Gary in Waterbury, what's up, Gary? You're back on the Fan.
I smash teeth after your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
You know it. You know it, my man. It's been a minute. You know this. I got to say RIP to Mr. Hamill tonight. Shouts to my man Rinaldi, Chris, Artie. Yo, D-Makes repping Watertown, Connecticut, the home of Rico Bronya. And, yo.
Speaking of, the Mets have come back to tie it 4-4. I'm about to be on this Mets game. That's what we're about to talk about for real next hour for sure. The Yankees, whatever.
Unexcusable series loss. Blatantly unexcusable.
They won the first game dominated. They fooled us. Fool me, can't fool me again. Jekyll and Hyde team.
No, you can't lose series. But, you know, it's all about October. I'm really not sweating it because it's all about October.
You're going to be sweating it in October.
We can't get our panties. Yeah, but it's still all about October, and you know we're going to be there. So we can't get too overboard.
Yeah, but we also can't get comfortable saying we're going to be in October. It's all about October. These habits die harder. They die hard. I hope that they were, like, rounding into shape. I thought that they were developing good habits, and here we are. Errors.
Yeah.
Guys swinging for the fences, killing ants. It's the same old.
You know it. You know it. Rodon cannot get a postseason start. Period. Stop.
You know what? He might, though.
I'd rather throw Stroman.
He's got $162 million that says he just might.
No, but he can't.
He
just can't.
What and Boone's, I'm tired of Boone.
And Boone keeps backing him. I'm tired of Boone.
He's going to.
Always. He's been making excuses. I know, but it's old. You know that.
Yeah, we're tired of it. Thanks for the call, Gary. But it's never going to change. Boone, they're in lockstep on that. Like, I remember watching Hard Knocks, and Joe Shane's people had a little powwow with him before he met the media at the Combine. And they basically told him what he was going to be asked, and they ran through how to answer it. That stuff definitely happens with the Yankees and with Boone. He doesn't even need a run through. It's so rinse and repeat every series. It's so redundant. Carlos, what'd you think about Carlos Rodon? Oh, yeah, you know, I thought he pitched well. I thought he made some pitches. I mean, it's fastball, but there's a couple of it's the same thing. I don't even watch the postgame, bro. I don't watch the postgame anymore. Even when we win, I'm like, for what? Because it'll annoy you. It'll annoy the hell out of you. You feel like you're in the Twilight Zone and Black Mirror and Bizarro World. Like, what? What? Can we have some accountability? No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. But do not be surprised if Carlos Rodon gets the ball in October, even in a wild card series, in a three-game wild card series. Why? Just look at the contracts of the guys in a rotation. It will probably be Gerrit Cole game one, Rodon game two. And I'm sick just thinking about what that roller coaster ride is going to be like. 888-808-1019. It should be Nestor. Nestor competes. Nestor shows you he's got the metal. He's got the intestinal fortitude. This guy? Carlos Rodon? Oh, my pitch comm's not working. What do I do? Pitch, bro. Your GPS not working. What do? Crash the car? Your GPS not working. You just don't know what to do. No, you keep driving. You figure it out. Which way are we going? We're heading north? How far were we away? How many miles? Read the mile markers. Oh, you guys forgot how to do that. The numbers on the exits? North, south, east, west? Oh, we're so reliant on technology. I'm watching these games in this series. I'm like, the fix is in. If I'm watching the Yankees, I mean, I know two things. I know I can run on them. That's another thing, the stolen bases. Please. Any team that's got some young guys that can run, a little bit of athleticism, you're beat. So, yeah, teams are like, all right, October, we can run on the Yankees. And someone's just got to mess with the pitch comm. Just put a little water in their pitch comms when they're not looking. Mess up the device a little bit. And they'll be shaken, rattled. Rodon with that stupid look on his face when Dylan Cruz takes him deep. Like, by golly, how did that happen? This is what you do. I've seen it all year. Now lock in. You already gave it up. And the thing with the Yankees is once he gives it up, they don't have a shot. Let's go to PA and talk to Jim. What's up, Jim? You got it.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, just entertaining the Yankee fan that...
No, I'll tell you, you have nailed it in every respect tonight. I got to tell you, you know, you really have. And as I said to your screener, you know, a point that nobody ever brings up is when this team trails by more than one run, they never come back.
Soft.
Never.
Soft.
Over. Game over. They Fair. Go down 3-1, game over.
This was a test these last two nights. Can you battle back against a subpar team? Okay, you're down a couple runs. Battle back. Nope.
Never. And I'll tell you what, they have trouble putting together multiple head innings, too. You know, I was watching the Cleveland-Kansas City game today. Now, remember, Cleveland had lost first three games to Kansas City. They're losing 5-2 in the seventh inning. Cleveland puts together six hits in the seventh inning, scores four runs, takes the lead, wins the game. When do the Yankees ever do that?
I don't know. Never. Jazz looked like he wanted to play a little bit. He looked like he wanted to swing the bat a little bit, but guys didn't follow suit. You know, the thing is, right after Jazz, they decided to put DJ LeMahieu in right after him. So, you know.
Killer. Quick stat for you, too, and I'll just go. In the Detroit series, they played 28 innings. In one of those innings, they had more than one hit.
Yeah, the only run that they scored was the wild pitch against Tarek Skubal. That's the team that I have to go to sleep at night and wake up and put my Yankee hat on in the morning, believe that they're about to win the World Series.
So how do we expect it to be any different in the postseason this year than we have in the past?
Thank you for the call, Jim. Our real hope, our real thoughts, our real chance that the Yankees can win the World Series lies on the fact that the postseason is random and that baseball is unpredictable. 888-808-1019. That's going back to a couple weeks. I forget when I kicked that one. I remember saying, like, control what you can control. What you can control is paying Juan Soto the most money in the offseason. And I think that will ensure your chances in the future to get back to the postseason year after year after year. You will have an automatic invitation to the crapshoot every year if you have a lineup that has Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in it. You're going to win enough games to get in this crapshoot, whether you're the one seed or the six seed. Now, this year, with no dominant team in the American League, where the American League Central is about to put three teams in the dance. It is going to hurt. It is going to sting when the Yankees end up not winning the division, playing a wild card round, losing two out of three, and then you got to watch a team like the Twins get to the ALCS, or the Royals, better yet, Bobby Witt Jr. Oh, yeah, then all the Bobby Witt Jr. Glazers would be like, see, Bobby Witt Jr., MVP over Judge. Judge can't do it alone. It is going to hurt. Brace for impact. This should be the year. Out of all the years, the Houston Astros aren't as mighty. I mean, they put a hurting on the Phillies today, 10-0. I mean, of course they find a kid like this Spencer Arrighetti. Don't sleep on them either. I heard Evan talking about me the other day when I came off, talking about how I don't want to see the Astros. Anybody that's a Yankee fan telling you they want to see the Astros, they're delusional, or they've got some like beer muscles or some false confidence. You want this team to run into the Astros? They don't play the brand of baseball that Houston, like what? You want this team to run into the Houston Astros, who have done it year after year, who are used to that postseason? Like, when I watched the captain, Derek Jeter was talking about how his guys were used to being in the postseason every year, every round. They knew what it took. These guys don't know that. Not these Yankees that are living off of the Yankees of the past. So you want them to run into the team that knows how to get to the ALCS every single year? I don't. Danny's in Paramus, New Jersey. Danny, you got it.
Keith, you were talking about accountability before, and you nailed it. But you left off one of the main offenders, and that's Brian Cashman. And he's just getting off suffering. And listen, I think I finally found the issue with how he composed this team. It's too top-heavy. I mean, if you look at the World Series teams last year, the Diamondbacks and, help me out here, and the Rangers?
Yeah.
They had their all-stars, sure, but they didn't have any super-duper stars like Judge, Cole, and Stanton.
Of course.
And even, I'll give you that.
Adelis Garcia went crazy. Trevor Siemian counts when you look at these guys' contracts. What I'll say about the Diamondbacks, not as much, but they did have, Corbin Carroll, Ketel Marte, Lourdes Gurriel, some guys that, like, you know, stepped up when they needed to, and they had the pitching too. But no, they didn't have the likes of a Juan Soto, Aaron Judge.
Yes, exactly my point. And even if you look at the Rays a few years ago in the COVID year, I mean, with a fraction of the payroll, they were able to beat the Yankees. So my hypothesis is that I think it's better in the MLB to have, like, a well-balanced team rather than it's so top-heavy, because the Yankees are living and dying with their top three guys. And my evidence for that was yesterday, and it was a major wake-up call, because yesterday I saw better defense in the guys playing in the Little League World Series. And I saw better hitting yesterday from Joey Gallo, of all people, than from the New York Yankees.
Mentioned him already.
And something's got, yeah, I know. So like, this is that.
They're pinch hitting Joey Gallo against us. We're losing to a team that employs Joey Gallo.
It's sickening. It's sickening. So thank you for letting me vent. But
thanks for the call, Danny. Yeah. So a Jekyll and Hyde team. Fool me. Yes, they can fool me again, because the first game of the series, you take that first game of the series, you're not supposed to lose back-to-back to the Washington Nationals. Maryland is not that far from here. There were plenty of Yankee fans down there. I think I even saw a clip where Aaron Boone was talking about taking Nestor out of game one and how Jazz Chisholm was looking and listening to the applause like, oh, wow, like this is the type of applause you get here on the road? Yeah, the Marlins don't get that type of applause in Maryland, in D.C. The New York Yankees are going to get that type of applause, because Yankee fans are going there and buying those tickets right behind the dugout. But what does it matter? You're buying those tickets. You're buying those train tickets. You're buying those bus tickets. You're gassing up your car. You're paying for a hotel to get embarrassed back-to-back nights, to see them hit home runs. And you think the Yankees only can score two runs. Not good enough. But luckily, with these bum teams that we can't beat, you know, you're not going to see the Detroit Tigers in October. You're not going to see the Nationals in October. So maybe the pressure will be on the other teams, and we'll get lucky and fold. Again, our hopes, our dreams, our wishes, our wants lie on the fact that the postseason is completely random. Not that we have the team that's just strong enough to do it. Aaron Judge can go quiet. Juan Soto can go quiet. Giancarlo Stanton can go quiet in a three-game series like you just saw. And you can lose two out of three to the Washington Nationals. And this is a team that cannot find a way right now to build a lead on the Baltimore Orioles, who are struggling. So if losing two to the Detroit Tigers and then losing two to the Washington Nationals in back-to-back games, if that doesn't scare you, if that doesn't make you think about going into the wild card and your season ending, an Aaron Judge potential 60-plus home run season, maybe 1 year of Juan Soto season, a season where you got way more than you expected out of Luis Gil, a season where you brought in Alex Verdugo, you brought in Marcus Stroman, and everybody talked about what they were going to be, locker room cancers, a season where Carlos Rodon, as shaky as he is, as soft as he is, as much of a crybaby as he is, I mean, he's still going to end up with, I don't know, 14 wins, 15 wins. How many wins he at right now? He's stalling. He's got 14 wins. He's still going to get another couple wins. You're going to waste that season in a wild card round in a crapshoot. 888-808-1019. It can't happen. That'll be unacceptable. And you know what'll happen? They're going to tell you it's a crapshoot, right? There will be no accountability. The general manager will be perfectly fine. The manager will get a new contract. And when Juan Soto walks and goes to the highest bidder, they're going to tell you we had a bar and we couldn't go past this because of the luxury tax or whatever. And then they're going to go spend it elsewhere and we're all going to show up on opening day. Yeah, here we go. Yankees. Da-na-na-na-na-na. And that'll be 16 years of a drought. In Kentucky, Greg, are you a Yankee fan down there in Kentucky? What's up? You're on the Fan.
I'm a Detroit Tiger fan, Keith. But I listen to WFAN because y'all are so knowledgeable and your callers are. And if you've ever been around Kentucky stations or Detroit, it's a lot of fluff. But I'm serious. I like the details. You know, y'all analyze bunts and every play.
We care too much. We're too deep in it.
No, you're not. And I told your screener, I said, man, I've been appealing nursing home decisions from my dad and all this, and you were like background noise. But when I heard you said Carlos Rodon's the guy that's going to be working on his GPS Well, he's crashing into the wall. I nutted up. I couldn't help it. And I picked that up in the background, and I started laughing myself. And I'll tell you, that was a stress reliever, man.
I'm good, because at the end of the day, this is all fun and games. It's to entertain. It's radio. It's not that serious. We're talking about baseball games.
Well, you are. But, man, I'll tell you what. I thank you. And I really do listen to WFAN all the time. And like I say, I'm from Detroit. I live in Kentucky. But the knowledge that y'all have, I follow. I mean, I'm hoping the Yankees lose and the Mets lose.
So you can hear our tears.
Not that I'm against y'all, but it's, I follow them now. I'm following every game of the Mets and Yankees. I want them to lose. Of course, the Tigers are so far off. The Lions, maybe. But, man, I just want to tell you that one comment you made, and I just it just hit my ear while I'm working on an appeal to Medicare, and it's like, that is so funny.
When you think about it, right, like, because when I was a kid, there wasn't even MapQuest yet. I remember going to Little League World Series camp out in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, driving from the shore of New Jersey, and my mom getting me a map, and her driving and her saying, hey, tell me which interstates, which exits, like learning how to use a map. Then when I got a little bit older, MapQuest came out, where you go on MapQuest.com, put your destination in, you print out the directions. Then that, they had TomTom, where you could put it in your car. And now that we have iPhones, I have been in cars with people where, like, they cannot drive without the GPS.
Oh, yeah. It is. My sister, I picked her up in Paducah, Kentucky, and she's giving me, I've got a map, and she's telling me on her iPhone where I should turn. I don't trust it. I mean, I'm 66 and my dad's 95, so, you know, we're
driving a long time off of instincts, north, south, east, west.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing interstates.
And the neon signs that tell you where the Waffle House is.
So what about these guys pitching with this PitchCom? They're malfunctioning. They're short-circuiting because the PitchCom can't tell them what pitch to throw from the pitcher pressing a button. I'm losing my mind in these last two games. I'm like, what did we used to do? You don't have a fallback plan for this? You don't have a system to say, all right, the technology craps out. Go to the finger system. Put down a 1. Put down a 2. Like, what are we doing?
And you can actually put down like 3 different ones, and the second one, when I used to pitch, they'd put down 3 signals and the second one counted, or the first. And
right.
They tapped
their shin
guard.
Do they not practice that anymore because there's PitchCom? I guess that eliminated all that. You need backup for when technology craps out.
Well, when I grew up, like 68, I was in probably 6th grade, 5th grade. Tigers Cardinals World Series, and we had to sneak our transistor radios into school. They were all day games back then. You'd have your transistor radio and your earphone, and you would listen to it, you know, the World Series while you're at school. And everyone did it that cared about it. And I don't know. You didn't have to beg us to be fans back then.
Great call, Greg. Now you're trying to watch postseason baseball games on TBS. You're like, where the hell is the game? Can't even watch the NLDS. It's on TBS. I got to log into TNT. What's this game on MLB Network? Where's the game at? Kids were just sneaking there. Radios into school. It was much simpler, man. We're heading into a future. Like, I have a kid. I have a son. And my son knows how to turn the TV on. And, like, even when we go to other people's places, so many people have a Samsung TV. He knows to grab that Samsung remote where he just says, Mo, 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 and he presses the red button. We were somewhere the other day, and he turned the TV off. I'm like, hey, bro, what are you doing? These kids are drawn to that. iPhones, I leave my iPhone. This guy's got my iPhone unlocked. These kids are so, they're born into the technology, the iPads, the smart TVs, the smartphones. It's not even that they're dependent on it. They're just so naturally accustomed to it. I fear everything is going into a direction where, like, people aren't going to be able to do anything without technology. We can't even watch the start of a baseball game tonight. This guy can't pitch. He's rattled. This happened earlier in the series. How do we not get that straightened out? And how do you not have a backup plan of, hey, if this thing craps out, we're going to go to the finger system, like the old days, like I used to do coming up pitching in high school, in college, and in Major League Baseball. How all of a sudden is the pitch calm causing delay of games, balks, causing you to just get off your concentration and focus level? It's ridiculous. In Jersey City, let's go to Mike on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, talking the talk.
You know, every once in a while, I like to sprinkle in a shout out to Craig Carton, so I'm going to do that now. Best radio show host of all time before I get to my point. That was random, I know, but yeah, just felt the
message. You can always shout out Craig. I was texting Craig earlier today. You can always shout out Craig on my show. This station misses Craig Carton. Whether you feel like he knew a lot about sports or not, he knows a lot about radio, how to do entertaining radio. I listen to the afternoon. Never mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Tell me about it. That was excellent. My point tonight is Carlos Rodon on that mound. The guy looks absolutely lost. First two innings, five stolen bags, ice cold burritos. What do we have going on here? This guy's like a freezing cold taco.
Yo, it's crazy because this late in the season, get it together, buddy. We need ya.
Unbelievable. I felt like I was eating a freezing cold taco, and on top of that, you know, and like the guac is all brown. Like, come on, freezing cold tacos.
You lost me with the tacos and the brown stuff, but whatever. Like, watching Rodon in the beginning of the game, this is how it made most Yankee fans feel. At least my friends that hit me where I'm like, don't even text me, bro. Here we go again. Like DMX, here we go again. Same song. Seen this episode before. Carlos Rodon. Which one are you going to get day to day? Oh, well, we got the shaky one because he had an out. He had an excuse. He could lean on, oh, the pitch clock. Oh, I balked. But that wasn't a balk. And then the barking at the umps. You don't have a leg to stand on. You are not like that, bro. You are not like that. But, of course, and you know, after he gives it up and the game is essentially over because you know the Yankees aren't coming back from that. Oh, yeah, he settles in. He gives you 5 2/3. He has 8 strikeouts. And come on, bro. The game was lost with the energy that you put out in the beginning of the game. You were rattled in the beginning of the game. I mean, and let's put some on the Yankees because Gleyber Torres reaches on a throwing error. Gleyber Torres gets to third base. Uh-oh, trouble, right? Just as we start to praise Gleyber Torres for being such a great leadoff hitter, he gets on. He went 0-for-5 today, but he gets on in that first inning where this is the rubber match. The Yankees have to take this game. Juan Soto grounds out, killing ants. Judge strikes out again. Giancarlo Stanton flies out to center field, and that runner is stranded on first base. Here you go, Carlos Rodon. Dylan Cruz gets to put on that stupid Uncle Sam Star Spangled Banner hat that they use to celebrate. The Yankees will never have a celebration prop because they're the New York Yankees. They're better than everybody. They know it better than everybody. They're the smartest guys in the room. You stupid fans don't know anything. Hey, fans, come out to Aaron Judge football jersey night. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up. I'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talk New York sports on the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Same old dog, it's a different day.
Here we go again.
You know how when we play, how we play.
Here we go again. This should be the Yankees theme song.
Man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Good drop, Rami. Keith McPherson on the fan. You know, how predictable was it a couple nights ago? I wasn't on. Paul was on last night. But how predictable was it that Patrick Corbin, And I kept mixing his name up. Patrick Corbin Carroll Burns. How predictable. A guy that wears 46 because his favorite player was Andy Pettit. Grew up in New York, somewhere upstate, I believe. Wanted to be a Yankee years back. The Yankees courted him, put his face on the big screen in Yankee Stadium. You just had to know. You knew it. Predictable. This guy's having a miserable season. Terrible year. 4 wins on the year. Just got his 4th. He goes 6 innings, only giving up 2 hits, striking out 6. Left-handed pitcher shuts down the Yankees. As bad as they are at hitting left-handed pitchers, you would think they would say, to hell with the numbers. Put our best available hitters in the lineup. Nope. They're going to keep playing DJ until Rizzo is back. And I don't know how much of an upgrade Rizzo is. Just like, just prepare. Just brace for impact. In a year where it's so wide open, a team like the New York Yankees should win the World Series or at least get there. Just brace yourself for the inevitable first-round exit that no one is going to be surprised by. Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Keith, now I want a straight answer from the best of your knowledge. I want to know who to blame for putting DJ. Is it Boone or is it Cashman?
It's a little bit of both. It's Boone because he's a former player and he leans on a veteran and tenure and the clubhouse and relationships. And then it's also Cashman because he leans on contract. Hey, we gave him that contract. We got to play him. He's making way too much money to sit on that bench.
Well, here's what I don't understand. If you know it, and I know it, and the majority of Yankee fans know it, that DJ LeMayo shouldn't play, why doesn't Boone and Cashman know that?
No, they know it. They don't care what you think. They don't care what the league thinks. I saw Talking Jake, John Boy's right-hand man, put out a tweet about how Ahmed Rosario got DFA'd, and he was almost a 300 hitter. They just DFA'd Jason Hayward. The Dodgers are getting guys out of there that are good players. They traded for guys. They don't care. They're getting rid of good players to make room for guys.
Second point. For the last 3 or 4 nights, Dominguez is hitting 3 or 4 hits every night with power. Homers, triples. I don't know what he did tonight.
Yeah, there's no lane for him. Remember Cashman said that a couple weeks ago? Yeah, there's no lane for him.
Well, there is a lane for him. You put him in left field. You put him in left field, and you make Verdugo a bench player, and you cut Grisham.
Yeah, easily could be like, hey, there's a little pet dander. Verdugo the dog is allergic to his gloves. He's out of here. Send the Martian up. Nope, they said there's not a lane for him. Please, piss on my head. Tell me it's raining.
And explain to me why of the great Brian Cashman, who supposedly knows talent, Shapiro has been hitting for power in 300 the last couple of years. He didn't even let him get exposed in the draft. He cut him before the waiver draft.
Yeah, because, we've had so many great guys at first base from Greg Bird to Luke Voigt, to Mike Ford, to Jay Bruce.
It's pathetic the way Cashman is running this team. Now, yes, he has a couple of good moments occasionally, but, if the Yankees do not make the World Series and if they lose, say, in the first round, if Hal's listening out there, because I know Yankees listen to talk show calls, supposedly.
No, they definitely do.
Hal, if you're listening, I beg you, if you don't make it this year, please get rid of everybody and bring in new people. I'm begging you.
Hal's not listening right now. Thanks for the call, Bruce. He's sleeping. If you guys remember during the lockout, when all the owners were together, Hal was the first one to leave well before it was like 11:45. Hal prioritizes his sleep. And I can't hate on that. I can't hate on that. I mean, working the midday the last couple days, I was in bed during the post game. I was falling asleep. Lovely. I was like, this is so nice. I look at the iPhone. The iPhone has this thing on it now. My iPhone gave me an update I didn't ask for about my sleep. It's like your average bedtime is between 2:45 and 3 a.m. You never sleep more than 6 hours. Here's the benefits for sleeping. Here's why you should be sleeping. Here's why sleeping can help your brain function and performance at work. I'm like, well, I'll be damned. I got to figure out a way to get to bed. Jonathan is in Los Angeles. Jonathan, how come you didn't go get the Shohei Ohtani bobblehead?
Brother, I've been calling these other radio stations, but you know what? I'm not going to get fed up with this 1L, brother. You know me. I got my girl listening to me, and I got my son. Shout out to Sebastian and shout out to Barbara. Can you send in a shout out to them before I have to have them talk?
Yeah, shout out to the fam.
About to have dinner.
Sebastian and Barbara, appreciate y'all. Let's go West Coast Yankee fans.
Yeah, brother, we're going to be there in October 5th, bro. But you know what? I got these Yanks, bro. They got to wake up, brother. It is what it is. If we're going to take L's, let's take them right now. All right?
They've been taking them all year. They've been taking them all year.
It's all right, brother. But you know what, bro? And I keep telling you, Keith, all right? If we're going to get the Astros, let's get these Astros. We're going to get them, brother. I keep telling them. We are going to get them. But you know what? Collision course. It is what it is, Keith. Brother, one last thing, bro. I keep calling these other stations. They can keep me on hold for 2 hours. But you're the only one, bro. You're the only one, bro. You're the only one.
I got you back.
Hey, by the way, I keep listening from 7 a.m., bro. You're the only one, brother. Shout out to Keith Pearson, bro. You're the only one, man.
Thanks for the call. Johnny out in L.A. 888-808-1019. Call me up one time. You can get on the line. The Yankees been losing, bro. Let's do that before we go to Alex and Lake with my guy. I see you. They've been losing games. And I appreciate the Yankee fans that can keep a cool head about things. But there's a lot of us that can't keep a cool head about things because they keep doing the same stupid things, saying that, no, this is fine, this is all right. No, it's not. Maybe if you stopped doing that and had a little bit more urgency, you'd get better results. Maybe if you actually took the trade deadline seriously and added better players to this team, you'd get better results. Maybe if you stop playing guys out of position, you'd get better results. Maybe if you develop pitching better, you'd get better results. So let's just go through the teams. It's funny because it's like this team is so much better than the team was last year, but they still have some of that DNA from 82 and 80. So you just lost a series to the Washington Nationals. The Washington Nationals right now are the third to last team in the National League. They're 12 games out of the wild card hunt. They're 61-73. I got to laugh at the pain. I just got to laugh at it because, I don't know, the Yankees I grew up with, like teams like that, young teams like that would be shaking in their boots with the Yankees coming to town and this whole cascade of fans coming in. It would be no shot. Oh, I don't care that you lost the one game against the Rockies, but it was Old Timers Day. You roll Will Warren out there, you know, talking about developing pitching, having more pitching. Seems a lot of pitching you traded for. They left and went elsewhere, and they're much better. Sonny Gray, I don't know, Nate Eovaldi, Lance Lynn, whatever. Jordan Montgomery was decent last night. Not that I would pay Jordan Montgomery what he's been paid, but Monty used to be our guy. Let's go back. You lost two games to the Detroit Tigers. Rodon gave you one of those starts that Saturday. Just couldn't figure it out. And then against Tarek Skubal, Stroman did enough. You scratched one run across, but you let that game get smoked by Clay Holmes. At least we haven't had to put our hands together, look up to the sky, and pray Holmes lately. You got beat by the Chicago White Sox. They are going to pass the 62 Mets for the worst team in Major League Baseball history. You actually lost 12-2. You got embarrassed by them. This team? These guys actually had the audacity to lose to the Anaheim Angels. The Anaheim Angels that Anthony Rendon, forget about them. Mike Trout, no shot. The Los Angeles Angels, as we talk about the White Sox are 31-102. That's just disgusting. But the Los Angeles Angels are the second to worst team. They're 18 games out of a wild card spot. They're 54-78. You actually lost to them in Yankee Stadium. This almighty team with Aaron Judge, with Juan Soto, with Gerrit Cole. That's crazy. And that's just this month. We're about to be in September. I saw somebody talk about on my Twitter, oh, you Yankee fans get so upset over a couple losses. Yeah, you can keep trying to like tell yourself that. It's not a couple losses. It's the same math, But it's getting late. The math that you guys are forgetting is there's about to be 30 games left, less than 30 games left. So losing these games, it shortens your opportunity to gain a lead for first place. But now I'm like, they don't care. They're not trying to. That's not what they're not going for that. As much as we talk about winning and excellence and a tradition and a standard, they are not going out there doing everything they can to win. They didn't at the deadline. They don't do it with the lineup. They don't do it with decisions on when to pull guys, on when to have guys pinch hit, whatever. They're going through the motions. If Judge can save us, Judge can save us. If Judge can't, Soto can save us. Soto can save us. Soto can't. They are not gunning for what you want as a fan, a division title, a number one seed. I don't have to go back to July. I don't have to go back to June, which I called the gauntlet, and I told you, Heads, it would be this way. I told you they were going to get exposed in June, and we were going to find out a lot about this team. This team this year got swept by the Cincinnati Reds on the 4th of July series. Then they let the Boston Red Sox come in here with Masataka Yoshida, Clay Holmes. Like, follow that up with a loss to the Tampa Bay Rays, another bum team. They're trying to fight each other in the dugout. This team lost all four games against the crosstown rival New York Mets. And I had Mets fans 2 years ago try to troll me. Oh, what a loser mentality. This guy said the Subway Series doesn't matter. No, what I said was it might as well not matter. It might as well be exhibition because the Yankees don't care. How can I care? Back then, the Yankees were trotting out Joey Gallo. This time around, the Yankees were playing J.D. Davis. Where's J.D. Davis right now? Has he caught on with the Baltimore Orioles? Have they used him yet? Have they elevated him? Where's Jamai Jones right now? I can't take y'all serious. I can't take y'all serious when Austin Wells rakes. I can't take y'all serious when Austin Wells protects Aaron Judge. And in the month of July, where you lost to the Cincinnati Reds, where you lost to the Tampa Bay Rays, where the Mets came through and absolutely smacked you 12-3. That was the worst game I ever went to at Yankee Stadium. In that same month, Austin Wells was player of the month, catcher of the month, made the all-July team. And I think Boone said he deserved playing time. He deserved the starting opportunity. But they're going to lean on veterans. They're going to lean on their analytics. They're going to lean on matchups. And they don't believe in hot. Austin Wells can hit a homer in the first game and then have a seat. Now let's go to Alex in Lakewood. Alex, the floor is yours.
What's up, Keith?
You know, just talking about the Yankees, bro. They grind my gears.
Hopefully Rodon could get, like, his thing is good start, tick up, good start, tick up, good start, tick up. Hopefully he could get out of this tick up before the postseason.
We're stuck with this crybaby dude. Like, this guy, he can't get it together. He's always got something. He's so easily rattled, so easily shaken. He's got no intestinal fortitude, no metal. His whole makeup is soft.
And Austin Wells got to get more playing time. Like,
I said it the other day, I don't care. And like Trevino, I get he's a clubhouse guy. They love him. He's a former platinum glove catcher, an all-star 2 years ago. He's great at pitch framing. He's great at calling games. We need guys that can hit because you're playing against the Nationals, and in 2 days you can only put up four runs.
And it was good. He was a platinum glove catcher when no one's stealing bags. But now when people are stealing bags, he can't throw out a person.
Yeah, because they still didn't fix that from going back to July, right? Was it July when they went to Fenway and the Red Sox ran all over them and that exposed them to the world? The Red Sox were breaking records that had stood for over 100 years on them. Embarrassing.
And could talk about my Jets?
Let's, because at some point, probably when I say good morning on the other side, we're going to switch the conversation to football and everything else. I drafted Garrett Wilson today. I reached for him at number 8.
He's going to have a monster year. I saw my brother told me this, I think. I don't know who told me this. But legit, it's true. Nobody could have passed Garrett Wilson more good passes than Zach Wilson.
Wait, what? No one could throw more good passes to Garrett Wilson than Zach Wilson?
Basically, like, the ear could have thrown more good passes.
Anybody.
I could have thrown...
You could have, Alex. You're 13. You probably would have completed more passes to Garrett Wilson than Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was scared of his own shadow. The guy was sacking himself. He was killing plays, throwing the ball into the dirt.
And this guy, I talk about him all the time, but he's going to be legit. Braylon Allen, he's going to be legit.
No, we know. He went undrafted in my league. Thanks for the call, Alex. Yeah, pretty soon we'll get into the conversation around the J-E-T-S. I saw that they're making a 30 for 30 for the New York Sack Exchange. Good. I don't know enough about that. That's way before my time. I also saw there's a group of undrafted free agents that are making the Jets. I think a couple of them defensive linemen. I got to scroll back through my notes where I was reading. I'm like, that's good. Like, that's really good. You know, you love to see a team have guys make the roster that weren't highly touted.
And the Stigger story is incredible. Quantes Stiggers, you know that one?
No, I don't. Run it before we go to break.
He never went to college because his dad got sick and ultimately passed, and then he wanted to play college football. Ultimately played in fan control football a couple years ago, then in the CFL last year. The Jets drafted him out of the CFL in the third round, and he's a corner who made the team. He was a fifth-round pick.
Sorry. Now the name rings a bell and the story rings a bell. What I'll add before we go to break here, 888-808-1019, if you do want to add anything to the Yankees conversation, now we're going to start talking a little bit about the Jets. Connor Hughes put out three undrafted free agent defensive linemen make the initial 53. Eric Watts out of UConn, Leonard Taylor out of Miami, Braden McGregor out of Michigan, and I saw Baldy put out a video where I'm like, that's great. In a year where Hassan Reddick gets traded for and wants big money and doesn't show up, you've got some young, hungry guys that make the team. That Jets defensive line always has two units that are solid. The Jets defense, they're going to be ready to rock. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to crush these next 2 hours. Good to be back on the night shift with my night crew. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.